A series of car bombs exploded in Baghdad this morning, killing more than 150. Iraq's al-Qaeda issued a statement on its usual website, saying it was waging a nationwide suicide bombing campaign to avenge the joint U.S.-Iraqi military offensive against a rebel stronghold in the north of the country. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from Baghdad.
The first car bomb targeted day laborers who had gathered in a poor Shiite neighborhood. According to the Interior Ministry and survivors, the bomber lured the men to his minivan with a promise of work before detonating 500 pounds of explosives. More than 80 were killed and many more seriously injured, with the death toll expected to rise. This was Iraq's second deadliest car bombing since the war began. Subsequent car bombs across the capital targeted other predominantly Shiite neighborhoods, as well as U.S. and Iraqi military convoys. There are no reports of American casualties. The surge in attacks includes the murder of 17 Shiite villagers north of the capital. Overnight, men dressed in army uniforms dragged them from their homes and shot them in the head. A senior Iraqi Interior Ministry official, who is a Shiite, was also assassinated. Iraqi government officials have accused Sunni Arab militants of attacking majority Shiites who came to power in January elections. Sunnis, in turn, accuse Shiite militias of murdering former Ba'athists. There is a new atmosphere of fear, and the growing sectarian violence has more and more people talking of civil war in the run-up to next month's national referendum on the new constitution. Today's violence coincides with an announcement by leaders in the Shiite-dominated National Assembly that they have approved a final version of the proposed new constitution, but few changes have been made, and the document does not satisfy Sunni leaders. The minority Sunnis, who dominated Iraqi politics for decades until Saddam Hussein was removed, resent their loss of influence and fear the new constitution will institutionalize their reduced role. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.